North Shore Today,
the area's only daily news podcast
on msonewsports.com.
Along with Bill Newell, I'm Rick Moore, and this is North Shore Today for Thursday, March 5, 2020.
Massachusetts is ramping up its response to the coronavirus as the number of confirmed cases of the deadly new contagion continues to rise around the world. Christian Wade, the State House reporter for the Salem News, reports that Governor Charlie Baker said yesterday that the state has taken a number of steps that include setting up a self-quarantine process, messaging about the virus on public transit, providing guidance to local health boards, schools, and hospitals, and getting approval for testing kits to expedite the diagnosis of potentially infected individuals. Baker acknowledged that news about the spread of the virus has many people worried, but he said that the risk in Massachusetts remains low, and he urged people to take precautions such as washing their hands, sanitizing surfaces, avoiding contact with sick people, and self-quarantining if they believe they might be infected. Much more on this story in today's Salem News.
City of Gloucester website is reporting that Gloucester Mayor Safathia Romeo-Taken and Gloucester Public Health Director Karen Carroll announced that the City of Gloucester is taking the proper precautions to prepare locally in the event a case of the 2019 novel coronavirus COVID-19 is identified or suspected in the community. According to the Massachusetts Department of Public Health, the risk to residents of contracting the virus remains low, and the flu presents a higher risk to residents. The DPH announced the state's first case of the virus on February 1, and on March 2, state officials announced a woman in her 20s is believed to have contracted the virus after visiting Italy. Carroll is quoted as saying, "Right now, we are being proactive should a case of coronavirus be identified in the area. These steps are really no different than what we do to prepare for any other communicable viruses like the flu. The risk of catching the coronavirus remains low, and the flu remains a more prevalent concern." The mayor's COVID-19 response preparation team is being led by Carroll and the city's health department, but also includes members from the mayor's office, school, police, and fire officials, and local hospital representatives. The group is meeting frequently and is closely following recommendations from the Massachusetts Department of Public Health and Centers for Disease Control and Prevention as they become available.
The city of Lynn has received an almost $500,000 grant after being designated as a green community by the Baker-Polito administration. Steve Krause writing for the item that Lynn is one of 31 communities in the Commonwealth that committed to clean energy goals to reduce energy consumption and lower emissions. As a result, the committee split $5 million in grant money. Lynn's designation as a green community marks the beginning of an ongoing effort to make the city more eco-friendly and reduce consumption. That according to Mayor Thomas McGee. Quote, "Investments to increase our energy efficiency will unlock grant opportunities to help further minimize the city's environmental footprint in the years ahead."
Gloucester Senator Bruce Tarr is reporting that Governor Charlie Baker signed into law a budget bill with much-needed funding for important state programs, which will support the health and wellness of residents, including those in dire need of support for home heating assistance, aid for homeless families, smoking prevention, support for students, and more. Several items sent to the governor are priorities championed by members of the Senate Republican Caucus, and Senator Tarr is proud, he says, of the collaborative and bipartisan work that was accomplished. Among those priorities are $15 million for the Low-Income Heating Energy Assistance Program, $10 million for the 21st Century Education Trust Fund, and $2 million for smoking and vaping cessation-related concerns. You can read more about this at tartalk.com.
Earlier this week, we told you about a one-car accident on the Linway in Lynn that seriously injured its 72-year-old driver. Gayla Colley follows up on that story in today's Daily Item of Lynn. Apparently, he is a priest from Rhode Island, Reverend Richard Bucci. Bucci has caused waves recently of some controversy for some comments that he's made on abortion and pedophilia, according to the Providence Journal. Last month, he said that he would bar Rhode Island lawmakers from receiving communion if they supported the state's abortion rights legislation, according to the Journal. He caused further controversy when he defended his remarks on abortion by downplaying the traumatic effects of pedophilia or child sexual abuse in an interview on WJR. Quote, "We're not talking about any other moral issue where some may make a comparison between pedophilia and abortion," he told WJR. "While pedophilia doesn't kill anyone, and this does." More on this story in today's Daily Item of Lynn.
And Paul Layton is reporting in today's Salem News and Gloucester Times. When discussing the economy on Cape Ann and the North Shore, most of the focus is on jobs, businesses, and developments that are created with solid ground underfoot. Now there's an effort to turn people's attention to the ocean and its potential to grow the economy beyond our shores. That was the subject of a talk on Wednesday morning by Catherine Kahl, a professor of sustainable fisheries and coastal resilience based at the University of Massachusetts Amherst Gloucester Marine Station. Kahl is leading an effort to assess and grow the blue economy on Cape Ann and the North Shore. Speaking to 150 people at the North Shore Chamber of Commerce Policy Breakfast at the Boston Marriott Peabody Hotel, Kahl described the blue economy as the sustainable use of ocean resources for economic growth, improved livelihoods and jobs, and ocean ecosystem health. Kahl said the blue economy includes several sectors, from fishing and agriculture to marine construction, tourism and recreation, marine robotics, and coastal resilience. Kahl gave examples of several businesses that are already a part of the blue economy. SeaTrack is a company in Marblehead that designs and develops remotely controlled unmanned boats that collect ocean data for the defense, energy, and environment sectors. More on this story in today's Gloucester Times and Salem News.
Well, we have made it to Super Thursday. Thanks so much for joining us on North Shore Today. Along with Rick Moore, I'm Bill Newell. We provide a daily news podcast. Spread the word. Tell a friend. Check us out. Check out the post and the other items on the post on North Shore Today. And we always do want to hear from you. You can email us at msonewsports@gmail.com. msonewsports@gmail.com. And have a great Thursday.